Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. We got somebody that right here with us that you're going to be glad you're hanging out with us, because we got Russell Brown back on the show. Russell is an original member of the Brain Trust. He's been with us all these years and is the outstanding expert on buying and selling a business. The man has written books on the topic, number of books. He's got an outstanding piece of technology that helps people buy and sell businesses more successfully. He's an award-winning author on the topic and a journeyman in this industry for a long time, and our good friend. Russell Brown, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back. Always glad to come back and talk with you and your guests and discuss this fascinating issue of buying and selling businesses.
Yeah, and it's good. It's always good to have you back. Russell, one of the things that I've been saying for a while is that I predicted that business startups would not be as big a component of the recovery as it has been in past recoveries, because of the limited availability of credit to startups. As you know, most startups, the majority of startups happen because, as a reaction to, frankly, to being laid off. It's how I started my business. You know, Russell, last Friday was my 20th anniversary as a business owner, and that happened because I got laid off in 89. And so that happens a lot for a lot of folks, but the limited credit availability, I believe, is going to have an impact on the not just the number of startups, but the viability of startups. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. You need capital. I mean, you know, the idea of starting on a shoestring, quote unquote, is still possible, but the shoestring is quite a bit longer and bigger than it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, you just gotta have some capital. And sometimes, especially in a situation like we're going through now, budding entrepreneurs are really reluctant to part with that if they do have some cash, you know, and they don't have the prospect of a job, and they don't really they aren't 100% convinced that their idea for a startup business is going to pan out quickly, then they're not going to jump in. And so I think that there is definitely a fall off in people looking to start up new businesses. But at this point in time, you know, we're still in the depths of this problem. I mean, you know, for all of the talk of mustard seeds and green shoots and
green
all of
shoots,
that,
yeah.
That yeah, coming up, and you know, I guess they are true, but yet, you know, you still look at their latest unemployment numbers. You know, and 500,000 people went on the unemployment rolls last month. You know,
mm-hmm.
So those are big numbers, and it continues big numbers. So that's got to start to turn around. And as it turns around, though, as those numbers start to come back and jobs start to start again. Hiring starts again, then what you're going to find is that it's going to coincide with the loosening of the credit process. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think the banks have I'm sure the banks have the money right now to make loans, and they are making them. They're just being much, much more selective than they have been in the past. And
the only significant lending for small businesses today is from independent banks and credit unions. The big banks, the 19 big banks, they're not doing. I don't think they're doing much small business lending. And at least what I can tell, I've asked some of them, and they've said nope, we're not. You know, we're basically not making loans. And so that's unfortunate. But I ran into somebody the other day who told me that startups had increased this year over last year. And I said, well, that's not the way you should measure it. The way you should measure it is this cycle compared to last cycle. Because to me, you know, that's how you can tell whether startups are significant in terms of their numbers. And I still believe that it's going to be harder for a startup. You know, it's not going to be harder to start a business because that's easy to do in America. But it's going to be harder to sustain the business because of the availability of credit. And folks, if you're thinking about starting a business, you've got to have access to capital somehow. I was undercapitalized when I started my business, but I had access to some level of credit, and that helped me get my business going one little bitty step at a time. If you don't have any credit and no capital, it's going to be really hard. We'll come back. We're going to talk about how to think of this another way. There's another angle that you can go at this. And Russell Brown will help us with that. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Aflac for small business.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. The Small Business Advocate, thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the Drifters, bringing us back with a classic. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it. We built it for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And right off the homepage, you can find my blog. You can find my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. You can find the newsletter that we send out every Sunday afternoon by email. We hope you'll subscribe to that. And I think you'll enjoy it. And then, of course, you got archives, articles, Brain Trust members, lots and lots of resources there that will help you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame on Twitter. Russell Brown is our guest. He's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and the award-winning Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. Those are his two books that are standards in the business buying and selling industry. And, of course, he's got this outstanding technology that he offers to you called BizPricer. And in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can get that. Russell, one of the things we were talking about went to the break is this idea of startups and just because there's not as much credit in today as there has been in the past. I mean, we know that credit card companies have clamped down on credit lines. We know that housing prices are undervalued from where they were, and that people, you know, not only don't have any home equity as much anymore as they used to, but they may actually be upside down with their equity and their debt on that. And so, but that doesn't stop the fact that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans would like to start a business right now. And just because of the things I said, Russell, doesn't mean that they can't do that. They may have to look at it differently, meaning don't start a business, but buy one that's already existing. What do you think?
Right. Absolutely. Don't start it, buy it. This is a great time to get into an existing profitable business by purchasing it from a retiring business owner or someone who otherwise has, you know, extreme reasons for getting out of the business, such as health, sometimes divorce, and things of that nature. And traditionally, the business seller in most small business sales, and as I'm talking about under probably $5 million to $10 million in sales, under that, most business sales are financed by the seller anyway, so that's traditionally how it's done. But now what they're doing is raising that just out of necessity because of these folks that need or want to sell their business. They have to do it because of the lack of bank financing and other... just need to finance more.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is rather than taking a bigger upfront out, some business owners are selling with no cash out. And
Russell, let's remind people about, you know, let's say that things are regular. I don't like to use the word normal. I'm not sure I've ever seen normal, Russell, but let's just say things are regular. The economy's not too bad. We got a decent business, and we got a typical buyer and a motivated seller. In those days, the bank's going to provide some cash through mortgage of a home or something like that. The buyer's going to bring in a little bit of cash from a retirement plan or from some other source. But even in those days, the seller almost always took back some paper. And so the only difference today is that those ratios have changed, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it was, you know, at the height of easy credit, you know, it was typically still around 60% of the cash required in the purchase of the business would come from seller financing. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I can't point to a specific study that I've seen, but from my anecdotal evidence that I've been talking out there, I think that number is up around 80-85%.
So how, Russell, how would we? So all right, we got people listening here saying, okay, we like this idea. We actually think you got a great idea there, Russell. How do I walk up and knock on the door and say, hi, I'm Jim. I want to buy your business. Will you finance it for me? How do we pull that off?
Well, you almost never do that. But what you need to do is put your feelers out in the community. You have to start talking to business owners. And in general, a lot of business owners know or have a suspicion that a business might be for sale. So you just let it be known that you are actively looking for a particular business or, you know, something in your field that you like to get into, and just let that, you know, either through some organization like the Chamber of Commerce or,
right,
you know, the fraternal organizations like the Lions or, you know, these different clubs that men's clubs that, or business owners clubs, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you put your feelers out that way, and or you can do a mailing. I don't know.
How about just some shoe leather and go look for businesses that have the classic business seller, a couple or an owner that may be a little older, maybe closer to retirement age, that there's no obvious heir apparent?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
That's going to take a lot of shoe leather, and I'm going to tell you right now, business owners...
We have the time right now, though, Russell.
That's true. But the business owners, just think of it yourself. You know, someone walks in off the street and starts to question you about...
No, you can't, again, as you said, you can't knock on the door, as I joked a minute ago, but this is all part of the... Folks, if you're going to buy a business, you got to do what we call the due diligence. And this is part of it. We're going to talk about that some more right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having an outstanding visit with our good friend Russell Brown, the guy who created the software BizPricer, B-I-Z Pricer. And Russell, we're desperately waiting to hear how we can find your software to help all these people who are thinking about starting a business. Your product would be outstanding for them to acquire and to learn about the due diligence process. Folks, not only will you learn how to evaluate this a business that you might take, you'll learn about the due diligence process. And because, Russell, when they buy BizPricer, you're going to throw in a book, aren't you?
Absolutely. You say you bought, you heard of BizPricer on the Jim Blasingame Show, and I will give you the book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business.
That's a $2,000 book, too, isn't it?
Almost. That's right. You know the old saying, you know, if you want to be a millionaire, you know, write a book. And but I couldn't wait, so I priced it at $1 million a book. You know, so all I got to do is sell one. Still waiting.
So go to
BizPricer.com. BizPricer, BizPricer.com, or businessbookpress.com.
What is the price? Is it still $99?
The software is $99.95.
Yep.
And
that's download or if you want to want the CD, right?
Well, what we do is you download it immediately, so you can use it within 2 minutes of buying it. But we also send you the CD. We found that so many people want to have a backup.
Absolutely,
CD
I do. I want my CD.
Right. So you also get the CD. So you get it both ways. And if they say they've heard this on your show, that they're coming to me, to us from the show, just put that in the comment section, more to blank. We will put in this $39.95 book for free, our best-selling book.
Folks, I really encourage you, if you're thinking about buying a business, or if you're thinking about starting a business, even if you don't buy a business, Russell's information will help you. I promise you've been listening to him on my show for very long. You know what I'm talking about, so check that out. Russell, let's get back to the due diligence process of trying to talk somebody into selling us their business when we don't have any money. You know what? It's been done a million times. It ain't easy, and it's going to take some time. You're going to have to think about it. You're going to have to find the right candidate, but it can be done, can it?
Oh, it's done. It is done all the time, and like I say, even more so now, out of necessity. But you know, business sellers who are selling a good, solid, sound business priced appropriately should have no fear doing this. And there's lots of tax advantages for them going this way, and it's a great way to sell the business and earn a steady income over time. And once that business gets its initial payouts over with, say within 3 to 5 years, you know, you're going to have that business free and clear.
Here's another way of I'd like to point out, Russell, of a business that you might be attracted to. Of course, it has to be somebody who's willing to sell, or who may be soon to be interested in selling. But also find somebody who you feel is not leveraging 21st century opportunities as much. You know, maybe it's a 20th century business, but hasn't come into the 20th century business that hasn't come into the 21st century with regard to staying in contact with customers electronically by using the internet to their advantage. Ways that you can you know of ways maybe that you can take advantage of the new marketplace that the current owners don't. What do you think, Russell?
Well, of course, and there's the history is full of these kinds of not turnarounds, but enhancements that younger, more technologically cognizant people can bring to the business.
Yep.
But in a lot of cases, especially in a retiring situation, a lot of times the retiree's just tired. He hasn't been paying attention to his customers like he used to. He hasn't been thinking. He may have a ton of new ideas. And by the way, always talk about a seller with their ideas for the future, even though they haven't done them. Especially the retirees, because sometimes they're just too tired to do them. You know, sometimes they get a list as long as your arm, and they're good ideas. And once you buy the business and start implementing those, you could see the business take off gangbusters. And that's happened very often, actually. So there's lots of opportunity there. So get off your duff if you've lost your job. Get out there. It's so hard to start a business, especially, you know, you talk about all these startups and stuff, but there's a lot of little tiny bad idea stuff going on. But
Russell, I got to wrap it up.
Existing business.
Thank you for being here. Businessbookpress.com. Thanks, Russell, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I'll be right back. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.